Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Paul Hamilton, we'll check in with him. Getting closer to the draft, the combine's in the books. The NHL Stanley Cup Final rolls tomorrow. Game 6 could be the last game of the season, on to the next season. The schedule comes out soon. I want to say like soon after. Doesn't the schedule come out like between the cup final and the draft?
I think so. You startled me with the draft. Paul, I can't believe the draft's in 11 days.
Yeah, that's crazy. But we don't have to travel this year. We'll be down at the stadium.
Right, because of what's the term they're using? Decentralized?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much just like the NFL. The players will be in Los Angeles, be introduced there just like the NFL players are, but all the teams will be back in their facilities or in the Sabres case, in the Bills facilities.
What this means, Paul, is the time-honored tradition of, ooh, this GM just walked over to this GM's table and they appear to be talking. We won't get that anymore.
Oh, those are the best.
Hey, guys, I was listening. I got two things for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about basketball. Keon hitting those, what, 60 points, you said?
60 points in a charity game, yeah.
Did you see Caitlin Clark, who had missed 5 games, came back against the defending champions of the WNBA, who were undefeated, and hit 25 in the first half?
Yep.
Uh-huh. She hit 3 threes in 38 seconds.
Yep. It was, Paul, all right, let's get to Caitlin Clark quickly. Yeah, so we had, our nanny was going to Indiana to see Caitlin Clark. She bought tickets to see the Fever months and months and months ago. And before she left, I asked, like, is Caitlin going to play? We weren't really sure about the timeline. And not only did she play, but, yeah, she rained fire on the Liberty, giving them their first loss of the season. And talk about, like, all-time athletes where you go just to see one player and then they deliver. I mean, when I saw Twitter start pointing out that she was starting, like, hot. Like, I got to the screen, kids to the screen, like, let's see her do her thing. And it was super impressive. When she's playing like that, it's tough to top.
I had never seen a WNBA game, and I watch every game that's on TV that she's in. I just love watching her play. It's so much fun watching her play. The other thing I wanted to tell you guys, it's kind of flown under the radar, but he was one of the better players in the NFL. Former Buffalo Bill Stu Barber passed away.
Yep,
and he was like a 5-time all AFL player, and he was voted, when the AFL went out, he was voted the second best left tackle in AFL history. He was on the second team. And if I recall correctly, too, he was also the GM of the Bills at some time, too. So I did want to mention that Stu Barber did pass away.
Yeah, we mentioned, Paul, he was also a linebacker. He started as a linebacker and then made the move to tackle, Stu Barber.
When I was looking up his stuff, I noticed in his first year he did have an interception for a touchdown.
Yeah. How many tackles in NFL history have a pick six?
That might be more impressive than Jason Peters catching a touchdown.
What about Jason Peters blocking a punt and recovering it for a touchdown?
That's pretty good. Too. That was pretty good. Yeah.
All right, Paul. So
in the NFL also, but chose the Bills instead.
Yeah.
So oh, nice.
Paul, the latest on JJ Paterka, it's been like a slow drip, whether you're talking deadline or, you know, along the way, and now Elliot Friedman going so far as to say that he wants to go somewhere else. So there are a lot of different layers to this, whether it's the offer sheet or a straight trade, or if the Sabres want to try and just say, like, forget it, we have your rights for a couple of years. What do you think Kevin Adams, and for that matter Jarmo Kekäläinen, as a team that they are, what do you think they should do with Paterka here?
Well, they've had a couple of months to try to convince him that this is the right place and their plan is going to work. And it seemed like, just listening to Adams talk, that it was something that he was going to have to do. I'm wondering if he has to convince Tuck also. I mean, Tuck didn't sound real excited about, re-signing with the Sabres. You know, he basically said, well, I haven't talked to my wife about it, and we'll see. And, you know, Kevin Adams said it was a priority. It can start on July 1st negotiating with him. And, you know, my thought is this. I mean, Byram, I think Byram is a different case. He wants to have the roles that Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power already have, and that's just not something he's going to get in Buffalo. So I think he's a little bit different maybe. But my question is it starting again? I mean, it seems like every 3 to 5 years, you know, the Sabres get players, and then they develop them, and some of them become very good players. And then all of a sudden, because of the losing and whatever's going on, they want to go. Is that happening again?
Yeah.
I mean, what happens if indeed Tuck doesn't want to be here anymore and Peterka doesn't want to be here anymore and Byram, Peterka, and Tuck get traded? Well, what are Dahlin and Thompson saying then? Mm-hmm. You know, do they now get in line? You know, do they and what is the reason? Do they not believe in Ruff? Do they not believe in Adams?
Let me jump in.
Losing?
Yeah, let me ask you about the Adams point because, you know, Paul, the Sabres are obviously in a unique spot, the longest drought in the sport, but this is probably one of those examples where in a timeline of a team failing, there would be a change, and it would be a new voice coming in to tell Peterka and Tuck, here's what I'm going to do, here's what we're going to do. And I just wonder, like, as you kind of lay that out, as Kevin Adams returns for a sixth season, mm-hmm. that it's kind of tough for him to try and make that case to any player because he's probably made that case to that player before.
Yeah, might Alex Tuck say something like, you know what, I have a year left in my contract. Let me play it out. Let's see where we're at the end of the year. Let's see what happens. You're telling me that this is a positive for this team and we're going to move forward. Let's find out. I mean, that could happen. Who knows? You know, he might just say, I have a contract. There's 1 year left. Let's see what happens type of scenario. But J.J. Peterka hasn't been around here that long.
Right.
You know, and as far as an offer sheet goes, I kind of got away from that. Yes, there's 55 goals in the last 2 years, but his numbers are not real good. And his analytic numbers. So my thought is, would he get an offer sheet? Offer sheets, as you know, aren't that common. Now the Blues signed 2 players to offer sheets last year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But they don't happen all that often. I wish they did. I know you do also.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I think is a tool that NHL GM should be using.
It also feels like in this exact spot, it's one begging for one because the player is motivated to sign one. And players, for a long time, Paul, it was kind of said that players might not want to upset the apple cart, and they might not want to do that.
The Sabres have so much cap space, they can match almost anything. So, I mean, anything a team would offer Peterka, if they want to match it, they can. So that sometimes makes teams shy away also. St. Louis put Edmonton in a bad spot last year. And, you know, and they wound up getting both players. And both players played pretty well for the Blues this year until one got hurt. But they put the Oilers in a pretty bad spot. An offer sheet to Peterka, I don't think, puts the Sabres in a bad spot. So sometimes teams figure, well, why waste our time doing that? The Sabres have enough space, they can just match it.
The only question is, would they want to match it with a long-term contract? If they already have a problem, wouldn't they feel like if we sign him, we're signing for a problem?
I'd match it. I'd still want to make a trade if I could, and that doesn't include a bunch of draft picks. You know, they would get, depending on the how much the contract is worth, they would just get draft picks in return. Adam said it last year. He said it again. He's not interested in prospects and draft picks. It's not what he's looking for in the trade market. So, but I'd really be interested because, as I said, it hasn't like J.J. Peterka has been in the middle of losing a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, his years in Rochester, they did very well in the playoffs. I mean, and he did very well. And that's not that far back. So that makes me also wonder, is it the losing? Is it the players got really, really upset, whether it was warranted or not. I'm not saying one way or the other. But as you know, they got really, really upset that every time they came into their building, they got booed off the ice. And, you know, they, as I heard you say once, Jeremy, they kind of declared war on their fans.
Yeah.
And I don't know if some of the players got over that. And we can all say, well, just get over it. But I don't know if that plays into any of this, or if it's Ruff, or if it's Adams. Is it ownership? Do they look at it that this just keeps going round and round and round, and it, no matter, you know, there's been a lot of different players that have come through. They've redone the team more than once. They've redone the coaches more than once. They've redone the GMs more than once, and nothing seems to work. Players might look at that and say, why should this work now?
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, last thing on this, like, all right, if we're zooming out, you know, you said, is it happening again? Last time the Sabres did this, it's Reinhardt, it's Eichel, it's everybody that's ever, like, everything you can get something for, Ristolainen. Do you think that maybe in this case, if Adams was to move Byram and Peterka and maybe one other asset or the ninth pick, that they could use this as an opportunity, and this might be a little bit of an optimistic take on this, which, of course, like, good things can happen. Could they use this as, all right, this is our window, we've got pieces to move that have value, and we're not necessarily up against it. It's not Reinhardt with a contract. It's not Eichel with a surgery. It's there would be more options, more teams they could work with in this kind of, not tear down, but if they wanted to flip it and make the best they could, maybe they would have the opportunity to do that this time in a way that they didn't last time.
True, and you mentioned Kekalainen's name, and on the other side of this coin, could Alex Tuch say to himself, I like that. I like that he's here. You know, I think he could add something to the front office. So could that, if he's leaning one way, could that help him lead to the other way? Where, you know, at least get some thinking a little bit that I like this move. You know, I don't know if he does or doesn't. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but it's something that at least the Sabres have added a guy who has been a general manager for over 10 years in this league, who's been bold in what he does. Players might like that. They might like what they see. Because this is my opinion. I have not heard this from any player, anybody else. I just have this feeling, if this happens again, one more year, I think they're all gone. I think Darlene will want to go. I don't think Darlene can take one more year of this. It just seemed like he was at his fill last year, but he has told us that he wants to fix this with the Sabres. He wants to stay. I believe him. But if this happens another year, I just think that's it. I think, you know, they'll be lining up to get out of here.
Paul Hamilton.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, Paul Hamilton. Everyone's got a breaking point, you would think. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul's appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this NHL draft in 11 days. Free agency once we get to July. So the offseason approaches, and you know, you want to say, like, it's a big one, of course.
I mean, the way Paul just set it up, it is, like, the biggest one.
Yeah, it's a big one. 803-0550. That's our phone number. You can give us a ring. If you hear anything from Paul you want to chime in on, you can. Jeremy and Joe, happy Monday. Back to it. Mid-June. NBA Finals, back to it tonight.
Yes.
The Thunder.
Push off Shea and the Thunder against the Pacers. Let's go.
Push off.
Sick of that guy.
Yeah?
Pushes off on every shot. He modeled his whole game on one Michael Jordan shot. Something I saw or had experienced at a wedding. I'm gonna bring back a little wedding idea of the day for a second. From this weekend.
I'm excited for that. The return of the wedding idea of the day. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.